This dark blue silk robe is a type of kimono known as kosode, which means small sleeves in reference to its small sleeve openings. The sleeves themselves are also relatively narrow and are cut with a rounded edge for practical day-to-day use. The garment would have been worn as an outer garment with a complementary sash or obi. The kosode is patterned with bombers on a dark ground suggesting a night sky. The twin engines and cigar-like shape of the aircraft bring to mind the Mitsubishi G4M bombers in service during the early 1940s, which the Allies referred to by the codename Betty. The garment belongs to a category of textiles known as meisen, which is a durable and relatively affordable fabric made from machine-spun lower-grade silk or synthetic fiber between the 1910s and 1950s in Japan's Kanto region. Meisen kimono are one of the earliest types of mass fashion in modern Japan. In the past, a silk kimono was a major investment that had to provide years of use and might be passed down in a family for generations. Meisen garments were much cheaper, so for the first time, it was feasible for a middle-class woman to discard and replace her kimono when she grew tired of it. Because meisen kimono were relatively affordable, consumers were more willing to buy garments with trendy or exuberant patterns and motifs related to current events, such as Japan's military pursuits, instead of classical designs that wouldn't date so rapidly. Alongside Western-style clothes, which were also widely available, meisen therefore contributed to the acceleration of the fashion cycle. Sales of meisen kimono were promoted by modern fashion marketing, in that weavers' guilds commissioned artists to portray popular film actresses modeling meisen kimono in order to appeal to a young female market. Like this example, the designs of many meisen mimic kasuri or ika textiles, where prior to hand weaving, the warp and or weft threads are tie-dyed by hand to produce a distinctive blurred or feathered effect. Manufacturers of meisen streamlined this labor-intensive process by applying the patterns with stencils and synthetic dyes and using mechanical looms. Unlike conventional kimono, which were purchased as a roll of fabric that the customer was responsible for sewing into a finished garment, meisen were often sold ready to wear. For convenience, they could therefore compete to some degree with Western-style clothing, and it could be argued that meisen prolonged the survival of kimono as an everyday garment for average people.